Dalet dan met Alef. Let us just start Umedres Kligeres. Just let's get into the swing of the sugya. Umedres Kligeres Minolon de Toyer. That's around 10 lines from the bottom. By the Tzechen of the Gilyan Ashas. Umedres Kligeres Minolon de Toyer. How do we know that Medres Kligeres is Toyer? Omacheskid Omakrov Isha Sheyiga Bemishkovoi. Makish Mishkavoi Loi. That there is a Hekish Mishkavoi is speaking about the Mishkav of the Zov, and it is also speaking about the Zov, is Makish Mishkavoi Loi. The Mishkav is only Tomei if it is similar to the Zov. Mahu Islei Tare Bemikve. A Zov has Tare Bemikve. Av Mishkavoi Nami Islei Tare Bemikve. And a Klicheres does not have Tare Bemikve. Therefore, a Klicheres is not Mikabel to Miss Medres. Dvei Rabbi Yishmoel Tone ke Mishkav Nidoso Yie Lo. It seems the Hekish is Makish Mishkavo Lo. Ma hi Islo Tare Bemikve. Av Mishkavo Nami Islo Tare Bemikve. I don't know if Tekish is to the law, to the Nidos, Al Kaponim, it's the same type of a drosha, that the Mishkav is only Mekabel Tume if it has Tare B'mikve, Dumi Adinide. Lafuki Klicheres, the Leslo Tare B'mikve. Agav Urche, that would have Kevege Tzechen, Su Aim Rashi, Erev, and Davkuv Dalet, it's not Omed Alf, it's Omed Beis. And Rashi in Erev and in Abchayres says that a Klicheres is not Mekabel Tumis Medres because it'll break if you'll sit on it. That's what Rashi says in these two places. So Bekevei Geblais by Tzorchion, the Gemara says that the Roshe that it's not Mekabel Tumis Medres. And Bechlal, it's very interesting that Rashi says such a yesod. We had learned yesterday about a Svinish Alcheres that's not Metalful Molei Vereikom, Vaistois. The cheres was a pretty strong material. And here Rashi says, Sayin Erev and Sayin Cheres, that it's not Roil Medres because it will break if you sit on it. Al Koponim, this is the drosha we have, that a Kli Cheres is not Mekabel Tumis Medres, because in order to be Mekabel Tumis Medres, you have to have, and then for anything to be Mekabel Tumis Medres, it has to have Yeshloi Tare B'mikve, Dum Yedinid and Dum Yedizov. Mosiv Rabbi Loi. So Rabbi Loi asked the Kashe on this Yesod. You're telling me a statement that whatever does not have Tare B'mikve is not Mekabel Tumis Medres. So I'll ask a Kashe. Mapetz B'meis Minayim. How do we know that a mapitz is a mat? Let us see Rashi. Mapitz shel kanim is made out of reeds. Bemeis minayin shuhu tome. How do we know that a mapitz is mekabel tumis meis? Now what is wrong with a mapitz? Lefi shemotzinu shepshute kli eitz tahirim mitumis magesheretz. Because we know that pshute kli eitz atoyer. Mitumes magesheret in its toyer from tumes meis also. Minayin shekli horoi lemishkav omoishev mekabel tumes magemeis. That means we're going to learn that all the halachas, all the tenoyim that are mentioned by, according to Rashi, let's say pshute kli eitz, that is not mekabel tumis, sai from a meis, sai from a sheretz, that is davke a pshute kli eitz, that is not roi le medres. Aba pshute kli eitz, that is roi le kabel tumis medres, that is mekabel tumis meis, within mage sheretz, that means something that is roi le kabel tumis medres is mekabel all tumis. Mapitz be meis. So how do you know a mapitz is mekabel tumis meis? Even though it is pshute kli eitz. Minai, how do you know? So the Gemara says, Vidinhu, I'll prove it to you with a Kal V'chaimah. Uma pachim k'tanim, shetahoyrim b'zov. Pachim k'tanim is a small kli cheres. Shetahoyrim bezov azov cannot in any way be metame pachim ptanim. We'll see in Rashi soon the cheshbon. Ptmeim bemeis, but if you'll take a pach cotton and put it into an oil on meis, it will become tamei. Mapets shetamei bezov. So a mapitz that has tumas medres, it's loyal and medres, ainedin shiyei tome bemeis. A kal v'chayma from pachim ktan. Now let us see Rashi. V'dinu, uma pachim ktanim, shel cheres. You have a small jar that is made out of cheres, shetahoyrim bezot. Azov cannot be metame pachim ktanim. She'einon metamin al yodoi bishum tume. Azov cannot in any way be metame a pachko. Why? So Rashi starts making a cheshbon. Dile medres leichozo. It's not roi to sit down. A small jar. It's not roi to sit down. Deina suin li yeshiva. No, for tumas medras has to be meyuchad li yeshiva. This isn't meyuchad li yeshiva. Va'oid shehein shel cheres. Chere Rashi means lefiyemis because cheres bechlal is not mekabel tumas medras, as we had before. Ube magaloi letamoi azov can't be metame a pach cotton shel cheres bemage. The ain metamois elomeyavira. Because you can only be metamakli cheres from the inside. Vein yochel lahachnis et zboiles oichon. A pach cotton we are speaking about, something, a small kli cheres, that it is too small to stick your finger in. Mimnei shepi en tzah. So azov can't be metamid b'mage either, because he can't stick his finger in. I let him be metame behesed. So behesed, we learned that hesed, tumas hesed is metame. I feel like he doesn't touch it. The behesed light. The avke rachmone beloshen negiye. When the Torah spoke about tumas hesed, that azov is metame akli cheres. Behesed, so it says beloshen negiye. Rashi brought down the drosha. The chol she'enoi metame b'mage, so we learn out from this, since the Torah, when the Torah spoke about tumas hesed, the Torah called it negiye, so we have a gilui. The chol she'enoi metame b'mage, enoi metame b'hesed. So we have here a klal, that if he cannot be metame b'mage, why practically he can't be metame b'mage? Because he can't stick his finger in. But if there's no tumis mage, so there's no tumis hesed. Because that's why the Torah called tumis hesed mage. We have a similar drosha in ha'oil va'roitev, ligabe tumis mase. There the Gemara is speaking about tumis mase. Eshe bo lechlal mage, bo lechlal mase. Now, the Gemara in Ha'il V'Ha'Reitev is speaking about a interesting din. Tosfos will also bring down this din. The din is, a nevela is metame b'masa. If a person carries a nevela, it's metame b'masa. Now, sar nevela is metame b'masa. An etzem of a nevela, a bone, is not metame b'masa. So now the Gemara declares a shaila, but there's marrow in the bone. So the marrow and the bone is a din of bosa. So if a person will be carrying a bone, he should be mekabel tume from the marrow in the bone. So the Gemara says, but you can't touch the marrow. So memele, so there's also such a drosha, that what is touchable is metame b'mase. That what you cannot touch, it can't be metame tumes mage, so it's not metame tumes mase. So Memele, so Rashi says, we have here the same drosha by Tumas Esed. Azov, who could be metama kli cheres b'magav, that means the opening of the kli cheres is big enough to stick in a finger. So Memele, such azov, so such a keli is mekabel Tumas Esed also. But the keli is made in such a way that it cannot be mekabel Tumas Mage, it's not mekabel Tumas Esed also. So Memele, so far we said that Pachim Ktanim cannot be Mekabel Tumis Medris, cannot be Mekabel Tumis Mage, cannot be Mekabel Tumis Hesed. Now Rashi says, Af al pi she'efshe liga b'chuta sayra. So Rashi says, what are you saying? It can't be Metame b'tumis mage. Can't be Metame b'tumis mage. So Rashi says, it could be Metame b'tumis mage. Why? A hair of a zov that'll go into the keli, into the pachim ktanim. So that's Metame. V'sanye b'teires koyanim. The Seyer Hazov Metame. So Hazov could be Metame. He doesn't have a finger to stick in, but he has a hair of his to stick in. A hair of his beard will stick it in. So Lamais will be Metame. Will be Metame the Pach. So now the whole thing falls off. Zaki be Metame be Magad, Metame be Hesed. So what's the whole Cheshbin? So Rashi says, Hani Mili Kli Oroi Linigiyas Psoi. That a Keli, that he could be Metame, Benegiyas psoroi, kimi metama benegiyas sarai. Olahochi, avke rachmone, beloshe negiyas boso, kidersi vanegeya bipsar hazov. So, Memelis, even though we're marbe, that the sar hazov is also metame, but al kaponim, it has to be the seir is only metame if the boso could be metame. But this is such a keili that cannot be mekabel tumeh from the psar hazov, because the opening of the keli is too small for the psar hazov to enter. So memele, so this is also not mekabel, this also cannot be mekabel tumeh seyah. Tmeim b'meis, af al pikein, it's tomei b'meis, ba'oyel ha'meis, t'chsiv v'chol kli posuach. By Oyel HaMeis, it says, any open kli, doesn't matter how big the Pesach is, b'chol kli pasuach, is mekabel tumeh b'Oyel HaMeis. So we have here, pachim ktanim, a small kli cheres. It is impossible to be mekabel tumeh tumas zive. Af al pikein, even though it is not susceptible to tumas zive, it is susceptible to tumas meis. So we see that it is easier for a keli to be mekabel tumis meis than tumis zive. Pachim tanim are not mekabel tumis zive, but they're mekabel tumis meis. So mapat, a mat, shetomei bizov, that this is mekabel tumis zive, dochozi lemishko, because this is roi to laya. Uchsiv, and by mishkov it says v'chola mishkov. Any mishkov, anything that's miyuchad for mishkov, is memele, so this is the kal v'chayma. So if a mapitz is mekabel to mezive, avade givis, it should be mekabel to mezmeis. Umehoche nafkelom ba'alme the yisod, that Chazal say, t'chol ha-metame b'medres metame to mezmeis, va'afilo pshute kliyetz, is metame to mezmeis, that the Bekeir is this Gemara, because we learned this out of Kal Vachayma from Pachim Ktan. So this is the Bekeir that a Mapitz is Mekabel to Miss Meis, because it is Mekabel to Miss Medres. So now Rabbi Loi asked, V'amai oles lei tare b'mikveh. So he asks Akashe, and the whole Kavochim is Netois Kahalten, because you told me now that in order to be Mekabel to Miss Medris, it has to have Tare b'mikveh. A Mapitz does not have Tare b'mikveh, so Taka not Mekabel to Miss Medris. Why doesn't a Mapitz have Tare b'mikveh? So let us see Rashi. V'amai tomei bizov. Tumis medres, why is a mapitz? Tome bizov tumis medres, voles lei tare b'mikve. So Rashi says, why not? The chi ksiv tvile, where do we find tvilas kalem in the Torah? In two places. Beparshas shirotzim, or beparshas midya, ksive. Vahanach kalem, the ksivi hosom. So all the kalem, which the Torah speaks about in these two places, in Parshas Shrotzim and Parshas Midyan, Yalfinu lu tvila. So we learn that these kalim have tvila, because it says they're tvila, and speaking about these kalim. Avu pshutei kliyets shaloi nichtavu sham leinyan tume. Pshutik the pasik that the psukim speaks about the tumas kalim and the taras kalim. Pshutik liyei shaloi nichtavu sham leinyan tume. Well, the Torah doesn't speak about them that they're mekabel tume. Lo yalfinu luhu tvila. So they don't have tvila. The last lohu tara b'mikveh. So they don't have tara b'mikveh. Why not? Because it doesn't say. He says the parsha of tvila is written by kalim that are mekabel tume. A kli eitz, pshuta kli eitz is not mekabel tume. By tume shrotzim tume smeis, it's not mekabel tume. So the Torah isn't speaking about pshuta kli eitz. So we do not find that the Torah should say that tvila should be metayr pshuta kli eitz. So if the Torah doesn't speak about it, you don't know about it. And Rashi brings the raya, ki heichi di oichel umashka ein lahem tara b'mikve. We know that one cannot be kentoybel on oichel or a mashke. Why? Because the Torah doesn't say that tvila helps, and the Torah doesn't say it doesn't help. So the kalim, which are mentioned in Parshas Shrotzim and Parshas Midyan, where there we speak about the tar of tvila, these kalim are kalim amekablam tume, kliyets sheshlei beis kibul, akli matches. These kalim yeshlam tar b'mikveh, but pshute kliyets is ein lam tar b'mikveh. So now Rabbi Loi is asking a meira de kekasha. So this whole kavu chayma doesn't work. The Chazal assumed for a double portion that a mappet is tumis medras hazov, and you are telling me the way Rabbi Yishmael and Chesky are telling me that what there's a halach in tumis medras that kol she'ein loitara b'mikve is not mekabel tumis medras. So how, why is a mappet's mekabel tumis medras? So al kochach, you see you're wrong. That there is no such cloud. Hawaii klicheres is not mekabel tumis medras. Tav mezet, beisach nish. Maybe Virashi says an erevin because it's nishba. But al koponim Rabbi Loi says you're wrong. Because you see, klo, a mappet's is mekabel tumis medras, even though a mappet's ain't leitare b'mikveh, because it's pshute kliyeh. Oma alei rabchanine. So Rabbi Chanina answered him. So Rabbi Chanina said that Shani Hoso Hoyil Veike Veminoi. So he said that means Einochanami Pshute Kli Eitz Ein Lahem Tara B'Mikve. But the mean Kli Eitz Yeshlam Tara Kli Eitz She Yeshloi Beis Kibul. The mean has Tara B'Mikve. So even though Beprotius this Keli does not have tara b'mikveh because this keli does not have a beis kibul, but since the mean kli eitz is yeshlam tara b'mikveh, that's sufficient. You know, look at this keli bazunda. If the mean is yeshlam tara, that's sufficient. Zukter abs alom de sheshtek teire. Am alei rachmonen etzlon mahay daitab. So that chumas svar, the teire says, that Mishka voy, Mishka v'dum yilay. You look at each Mishka. You don't tell me Svaris and me. And the Torah says you have to learn the Pasuk Kipshutai. A Mishka that's not doim aloy is not makabel tumis Mishka. Father. Well, he wasn't the spoil. So he said, Adarabe, Rachmon and Itzlon midai to didoch. He said, Taker. I'm telling you, lom this. You said me Rachmon and Itzlon, but I bring you a Pasuk. The time of my, that's time as I love this. You're bringing me a pasuk, it says, Mishkavoy, Mishkavloy, I'll bring you two psukim. Terei kroi ksiv. There are two psukim. Ksiv, one pasuk is, Ve'ish asha yiga b'mishkavoy. So that pasuk is speaking about Mishkav Hazov. And this pasuk says, Mishkavoy, that the Mishkav should be doimel azov. Ma azov yesh leitare, af Mishkav yesh leitare. So if you find a mishkov that is not doim aloi, it's not mekabel tumis medras. And if it would say this pasuk alone, you're right. You look at each mishkov bazunda. Aber chsiv, there's another pasuk. V'chol ha-mishkov ha-she-yishkav olav ha-zov yitmo. The second pasuk does not say mishkavoy. So this pasuk vaistoyz, even though it's not mishkavoy, even though it's not doimet to the zov, it also is metakabel to mishkov. So there's a stira to psukim. One pasuk says mishkavoy, and one pasuk says, so mishkavoy means it has to yesh loy tare b'mikveh, and mishkav means ein loy tare b'mikveh. Okay, tzad. So memel we have to make a pshore. Yesh b'minoy, so if the mean is yesh loy tare b'mikveh, aval gav de les loy tare b'mikveh, even though b'miyuchit, this mishkav is ein loy tare b'mikveh. But it is a mean that yesh loitara b'mikveh is memeilus as mekabel tumis mishkav. So memeil, and that's this pasuk v'chol ha-mishkav, even though it's not ein loitara b'mikveh. So therefore, pshutei kliyetz is yesh b'minoi tara b'mikveh. Ein b'minoi, but what a klicheres, that the whole mean is ein loit, not tafke, this mishkov is ein loit tare b'mikveh. And no, there isn't a klicheres in this tare b'mikveh. Ein b'minoi. That the mean alone doesn't have tare b'mikveh. Makish mishkov eloi. So there you have the miyut, that if the mean does not have tare b'mikveh, it doesn't have tumas mishkov. Let us see Rashi. Shani hosom, the ikid b'minoi. Yesh b'chli eitz, sheyesh lem tara b'mikveh. There are kli eitz that have tara b'mikveh. Kigoin mekablev, if it has a base kibble, sheyesh lem tara b'mikveh. Rachmona litzlon mahaydaita. Dikivon de lididei leke tara b'mikveh. That was Rabbi Lois Teret. That since this mishkov does not have tare b'mikveh, leishani mikli cheres, vosuk me minoi. But you look at each mishkov bazunda. He says, no, the time of my, you look at minoi. Heich eksive de mishum de ike b'minoi, aval gav de b'didei, leke mitame. Where do we see such a thing? Name a letter stack and say, hoyil v'akshise lezov atzmoi, boy, did to have a lay tara l'didei? You take a look at each mishka bezunda. You're right. In Lomdis, you take a right. The pasuk says matkish mishka v'loi. But he says there are two psukim. Siv mishka v'oi, matkish mishka v'loi. Siv kol ha mishka. Aval gav du lay domi l'zov. To like siv mishka v'oi. So this is how Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara. Now let us see Taisus. Mapitz b'meis minayim. Perish b'kunteris, the mairi b'mapitz shel eitz, it is speaking about a mapitz shel eitz. And a mapitz shel eitz, it's ein loy tare b'mikveh, because it's pshutik le eitz, and Rashi said a whole shtek teure, v'nir el rabbeinu tam. To pshutik le eitz, yesh lam tare b'mikveh. The whole yesod, that Rashi said, pshutik liyetz, eilam tare b'mikveh, the Rabbeinu Tam, which is to disagree. Yesh lam tare b'mikveh. Kedemuchach b'peire kame de suke. The Gemara says b'peire kame de suke, the Oma, mita mitaheres eivor. A mita is, that was mekabel tumeh. So, if you can't stick the whole mitah into the mikveh, mitaheres eivorim. You could be mitayer the mikveh, the mitah eivorim vice. You can be toivel parts at a time. Umuki lo, and the Gemara says, what does that mean, mitaheres eivorim? Bepshutei kliyetz. It's speaking about that you mitayer the eivorim apshutei kliyetz. Kigoin arucho ushtei kroayim. It's speaking about one long side of the bed, and the long side has 2 feet attached to it, one for the Rosh HaMita, one for the regular Mita. You have one long side, you have a long board with 2 feet to it, and you can table in the mikveh. So you see that what? That Pshuta Kliyetz, Yeshlem Tara B'mikveh. So that's Tosfos Kasha and Rashi. The Megin Shloimeh wants to fahem for Rashi. He wants to say, you see from Tosfos that Amit in Yesod is called... it's a Kli'eitz Yeshloi Beis Kibbul. That means because when they used to put the spring on the bottom, it had the mitzvah in its completeness, it had a Beis Kibbul. Now Tosfos says, but the Gemara says, Yeshloi Tare, Pshuta Kli'eitz, Kegoyin Arucha Shteik Chayim. One side also is Tare. That does not have a Beis Kibbul. But a mitzvah in Yeshloi is considered the problem is that Aruch HaShteik Ra'ayim is a Kli'eit She'en Lo'i Beis Kibbul. So the Magen Shloimeh says that Rashi held that since it is speaking about that you can put the parts together again, so just like yesterday we had such a svarim, that since you can put the parts together, so it's considered like it's Mechubar already, so it has now a din of a Beis Kibbul. That's why the tumah doesn't become nifka. It's not called, it was nishbar. It's, you can put it together. So memela, so now, even though it's separated, it has a din, keilu, it's nishaber. So now it is a din of a kli'eit sheyesh loy beis kibbul. So that's why tefillah helps. That's how the Megin Shloimeh wants to fan farash. Al kolponim, the Rabbeinu Tam did not like the shtik toir, and he disagrees with Rashi. So Rabbeinu Tam says, "Dohoche b'mapetz shel shipe v'shel gemi." This is a mapetz made out of rushes. It's a type of a weed. It's not an eitz. The ein loy shum tume. This is not a kli eitz. This is a different material. The ein loy shum tume. Elo mi de rabono. Levad mitumis medres, ki de pirish leel beperik be meisha. Means only mekabel tumim mida rabbonon. Unless it's mekabel tumis medres, and then it'll be mekabel mina teiretake. That's what we're speaking about. That means we do not have any posik that speaks about kalim that are made from sheep and gemi. So such kalim are only mekabel tumim mida rabbonon. Mina teire de teire. It's not kliyetz, it's not kliyetzim, it's not klimatches. It's a different material in guts. But what if one will make a mishkov, a medris out of this gemi? So it says kol mishkov. So kol mishkov, so lamaisa would be mekabel to mis medris. But this is a mean that ain't like tare b'mikveh. This is like tak oichon lamaskim. We never find that the Torah speak about the tahare of a kli shifa and a kli gemi. So memele. So we're speaking about a mapitz that is made out of sheep of a gemi. V'ha depshute kliyetz isluhu tare b'mikveh. Ay Rashi said along this, that the whole parsha of tvila b'mikveh is only mentioned by a kliyetz sheyesh loy beis kibbul. Ay mari de nafkelon midrchsid v'chol kliyetz tischato. By the Taren Kli Midyan it says kol kliyetz. What's the kol? The mashma filu pshutei. Dum ye de kli matches tachsi v'yosam. So either it's a hekish de kli matches or it's a ribuy of kol. Al kol ponim, we have a posik that is marbe, that pshutei kliyetz yeshlam tare b'mikveh. Af al gav tachsi v'chol maise izim. So Tosfos says in that same posik, it says, kol ma'ase izim. And ma'ase izim includes noitza shel izim also. And noitza shel izim means a sack. So memela, let us say we are makish kli'eitz to ma'ase izim. The whole limud in Kabbalah's tumah is, it says kli'eitz and sack. So you need kli'eitz to me the sack. Ma'asak mekabel mole vereka, ma kli'eitz mekabel, the whole mekir. Of a base kibbul is because it is next to sack. So let us say the same thing also. Here it says ma'ase izim. The ma'ase izim includes a sack. Lekal ha-melech, ma-mais izim, mit-taltal mo-le v'reikam ha-pliyeit, lo-i shayich la-melech ochi el-a-misak. Is that what Chazal said, that this is the characteristics of mekabel, mit-taltal mo-le v'reikam, that's not if the Pasuk mentions beferish ha-sak, kid-er-si va-yihi heim-erikim sakeim. So we have enough in the Pasuk, ha-sak is enough as yesh lo-i beis kibbol. That means that material doesn't mean anything. If it says beferish sak, so that sak, the tzura of a sak is it has a base kibble. Kozman, it doesn't say beferish sak, it just speaks about the materials, so we can't jump to any conclusions. So we can't learn out a din of base kibble from the material that is mentioned if it does not specifically mention sak. So therefore Taisvis says that pshute kliyot are not mekabel tume, but the yeshlam tara b'mikveh from the ribui of kol kliyot. In our sugya is speaking about a mafet shel shipa v'shel gemi, that v'chlal, that haka ein lo itara b'mikveh. So according to Taisvis, we will have to understand, so what does the Gemara say in Amid Beis? Yesh b'mino itara b'mikveh. Rashi got away with it. Rashi said, a kli eitz, yesh lo itara b'mikveh, because a kliyot sheyesh loy beis kibul yesh loy tara b'mikvah. So even though this kliyot ain't loy beis kibul, ain't loy tara b'mikvah, but a kliyot sheyesh loy tara b'mikvah is a kliyot sheyesh loy beis kibul yesh loy tara b'mikvah, and that is sufficient. Yesh b'minoy tara b'mikvah. But according to Taisvis learns we're speaking about a mapit shall gemi. So what's the yesh b'minay tara b'mikveh? All the gemi, all the sheep in the world, there's einlam tara b'mikveh. So what's the yesh b'minay? So we have to say, Taisus before, we had learned yesterday, Taisus asked Akasha that a kupaser sheyichteli yeshiva is mekabel tumas medras einlay tara b'mikveh. So Taisus says, the yesh b'minay begidulay kalke tara b'mikveh, kagayin kliyates. So yesh b'minay means we elaborate a little. Yesh b'mino gedulei karka. This is a gedulei karka, and there are some gedulei karka. Yesh lam tara b'mikveh. So, mamela, according to Taisvis, yesh b'mino means this is gedulei karka, and there are other gedulei karka that yesh lam tara b'mikveh. But the gedulei karka could go in kliyot. If Taisvis can say, he could say that sa'ir is yesh b'mino tara b'mikveh, because yesh b'mino. So who adin mapitz is yesh b'minay tara b'mikveh, because it is gedulei kalke. Let Taisvis weite. Ma pachin k'tanim shetahirim b'zov. He says, the Gemara made a kal v'chayma, pachim k'tanim, that zov cannot in any way be metamedim, or become tummy from a maze. So mapet, that's mekabel tumas medras, from a zav avada givis, it should be mekabel tumas meis. Taima, why do you have to jump to pachim ktanim? Let's make the same kal v'chayma from a poshet to kli eitz, that's not meyuchad lemedras. The miso, you took a measurement of a so, the talkev, treikavim, V'teiva shepischa l'mayla, that we learned yesterday, a box that opens up me l'mayla, that all these things are not metamet tumis medris, are mekabel tumis meis. That means anything that's not meyuchid li yeshiva, it's not meyuchid li shchive, is not mekabel tumis medris. Avo piken is mekabel tumis meis. So memeile, mapit, that's mekabel tumis medris, I'm about to give you she mekabel tumis meis. Why did you go to pachim ktanim? Taima, the miso, the tarkiv, the teva, shepischa lamala, yachalas is called the chayma. The loim metame medres. All these things, all these kailam aname kabaltumas medres. Metame bemeis. Mapit, she metame bemedres. Ein edin, she yetame bemeis. Why do you have to go to pachim ktanim? So Taisva says, V'yesh loima, the malahanach, you can't make a kalvachayma from them. The malahanach, shekein nasin ovatume. A talkev, nateve, shepischol amaylo, if a mace will touch it, will become an avatume. Ma she'en kein b'mafetz, the kivin she'en lo itare b'mikve, ein lo inase ovatume. Something that ain't loitare be mikve can never become an avatume, ki de muchach be perik basre da'erev. So, Mamela, if you're going to start making a kalvachayma and you're saying that a mapet is more chomo than a teve, shepischei lamaylo, I'll say no. A teve shepischei lamaylo can become an avatume. A mapet can never become an avatume. So memele so vinishtvi amapet is kill than a teve. So you lost your kalvachayim already. So therefore we had to start with a klicheres. A klicheres also can never become an avatume because ein lo itara b'mikve. So memele with a klicheres we can make a kalvachayim. Avol kosher. Avol good, fine. But why do you have to go to pachim ktanim? And pachim ktanim is where Rashi spoke out. The pachim ktanim are not mekabel any tum of herself. Why do you have to go so far? Havo koshe, the mi pachim gdoilem otzilem evet kalbo chayma. The loy mitamei medres kidiyama hochi. The medres klicheres toy, umetamei bemeis. So memeile pach, lemaisa klicheres, whatever the lambda should be, a klicheres, we hear a baraisa, that it's not mitamei medres, and it's mitamei bemeis. So memele mapet that's metame b'medrus avadigmis is metame b'meis. Ish loyme de tvei negel ele mevet kalvachayme mipachim ktanim shetoyrim mikol tumes azov legamri. This is a bigger kalvachayme. This mamish it doesn't have any tumes azov. And avaval pikein it's mekabel tumes meis. Avadigmis mapet it has tumes medrus avazov. Okay. So the whole reason we spoke about Pachim Ktanim, we wanted to enhance the Kal V'chaymer. That Pachim Ktanim can't become a Mekabel any Tumizot. Now for Pekin the Mekabel Tumiz May, it's about the Gvis Map. The Koshe, so Taisus asks that this Yisod, that it's not Mekabel any Tumizot, and that's why the Gemara Chavto Pachim Ktanim, and Rashi went down the list, it's not Mekabel to Miss Hesed, Nit Mage, Nit Aseya, the whole list. The Koshe, the Bemayonis Azov Minolom, the Loi Metame Pachim Ktanim. What'll be if a Zov will spit into a Pach Kotten? Now, the spit can go into the Teichoi, and Rashi said a Shtik Teure, that a Sar is only Metame if the Goof is Metame. Because that's the drosha we learn out from the Gabe of Sarazov, we learn out that the Seir Azov is also Matam. But by Mayonis Azov, the Koshe, the Mayonis Azov, Minolon, the Loi Metamu Pachim Ktan. Then the Hey, the Seir Azov, Loi Metamu, Haina Mishum, the boy Roy Lenegius Bosa. Because by Seir, there's a drosha that whatever, it could be metamed b'psar azov, is metamed b'seir azov. So here, pachim ktanim, could not become tomei aydei b'psar azov, and not tomei aydei negiz azov. Could the perish bekunteris, mi b'psar azov nafke tume seir. Avol roikoi, t'chsiv behedye v'chi yorek azov, b'toy pshitad leiboy roi l'negiz bosa. So Memele, so the whole reason he chapped on a Pachim Ktanim, because Pachim Ktanim are not mekabel any tumor from the Zov, l'chair it's not true, because it is mekabel tumor meroikoi. So the Taisus HaRosh wants to answer that the Kal V'chaymer is from Pachim Ktanim that are not mekabel tumor miguf azov. Better than Pachim Gdoilim. Pachim Gdoilim is not mekabel tumas medras. And then Pachim Ktanim are not mekabel tumas miguf azov. Good, it's mekabel tumas mayones azov, but it's not mekabel tumas miguf azov. And then Mapetz is mekabel tumas miguf azov. That's how the Tosfos HaRosh wants to emphasize Tosfos Kasha. Vim Taima. Veheichi Ovid Kal Vachayma Mipachin Ktanim. So what is the Kal Vachayma? That a Mapitz is more humble than Pachim Ktanim. Pachim Ktanim are not Mekabal Tumah from Azov. From that's when Mekabal Tumah from a maze. Mapitz is Mekabal Tumah from Azov. But what is Mekabal Tumah from a maze? Veheichi Ovid Kal Vachayma Mipachim Ktanim. Male pachim ktanim shekein metamin mei aviron. A klicheres is a choyma that a filu, the tume did not touch the keli. The tume is yevasheretz that's dangling in the avir of a klicheres. It did not touch it at all. But if it's the toich a klicheres, so it's mekabel tume mei aviron, even though it wasn't touched. Taima b'mapetz. Mapitz is no such din. There's no din toich. The whole tumis toich was only said by klicheres. A mapitz is only mekabel tume if it touched it. So memele, so I have legabi good. You found in one thing that a mapitz is more chomo than a klicheres. A mapitz is mekabel tume from a gufazo. Klicheres not mekabel tume from a gufazo. But I'll show you in another thing. That a klicheres is more chomer than a mapetz. A klicheres is mekabel tuma me'aviroi, and a mapetz is not mekabel tuma me'aviroi. So memele, so you can't make a kal vachomer. A kal vachomer is only after you define that this is more chomer than this. So memele, in the halachas it is all the chumris, the chomer is all the chumris of the kal. But if it's relative. Gabi other things, this is chomer. Gabi other things, this is chomer. So you lost your kal v'chomer already. So it could be just like kli pachim ktanim achomer the mekabel tumah me'avira. They have a chomer the mekabel tumah me'meis. Mapitz is not mekabel tumah me'avira. It's not mekabel tumah me'meis. You lost your kal v'chomer already. V'lek alameima zuk toisvis. You'll say the kal v'chomer is not. That I'm saying that madoch a pachim ktanim a mekabel tumen pachim ktanim which are kill is a vade givis mapitz which is chomer is mekabel tumen from a meis because that's true a mapitz is not more chomer than pachim ktanim so the kavol chayim goes as follows mazov hakal she'ein mitamei pachim ktanim mitamei mapitz. The Kavu Chaymer is, we're learning out mace from Zov. A Zov is not v'koyich to me metama pach. And that's vegan a Zov is metama mapit. Mace achomu, the metame pachim tanim, ain't a din she yitame mapit. So memele, so after I assume that mace is more chomu than Zov, so if a Zov can be metame, a mapet, a mahadah givis, a mace should be metama a mapet. So I'm learning out mace from Zov, not mapets from pachim ktanim. So Taisa says that is also not true. You can't say that a mace is more chomo, a mace is more chomo than a Zov. The mal is Zov, she came metama b'mishka v'maisha. Zov is in one prat more chomo than mace. Zov is metama b'mishka v'maisha, even though it's not touching it, if it's lying on something, so it's matama mishka v'moishev. Mace is not matama mishka v'moishev. So memele, so now we are in hot water. What is the kal v'chomer? What is the kal v'chomer for that we're learning out mapets from pachim ktanim? Pachim ktanim, even though they are kill legabi tumazive, the chomer legabi mekabo tumamavire. Yeshloima the ikol meima shal kelim yechicha she'ein metamin me'aviron metamin b'meis shal kelim yechicha. That means like Taisa started off in the beginning. So talkev shal kelim that are not metame. That means I learn out from klicheres. Ma klicheres, it's not mekabel tumah from azov. It's mekabel tumah meis. So mapet mekabel medras azov. Avadi is mekabel medras ameis. It's mekabel tumah ameis. Ayer say male pachim panim shekein the kablum tume me aviroi. So you'll say teva shepischa lamalo yechia. That's not me kabul tume me aviroi. And it's also not me kabul tumes medris. And it is me kabul tumes me. So learn now from kelim from gishar kelim. Shein metamim avirim umetamim bemeis. Avani yovi mapit. So mapit is me kabul tumes medris. Avada gibit. Malish Akalim, Shekain Nasin Ovatum. As I said before, Palamaisish Akalim have a Chaimel over Mapits because Shakalim can become an Avatum and the Mapits can only become a Rishon Latum. Pachin Ktanim Yechia. So Lamaisa, we make a Kalbo Chaimel from a Matzad of Pachin Ktanim and Kalim, a Kliach, that's not Miyuchid Lemedris. And both of them are not mekabel to mismedris and mekabel to mismeis. So mapet is mekabel to mismedris, and badigvis is mekabel to mismeis. Now the Gemara said that pachim ktanim are tahirim bezot. What is pshat tahirim bezot? She'einoi yochel liga besoichel. A zot can stick his finger in. Lefi she'piem tzar. Because it's PM tzar. That's why Azov cannot be metame. That's why Azov cannot be makabel to mismages. That's not makabel to mishes. The esh ain't a bol lechlal mage, ain't a bol lechlal hes. So memela, that's why pachim ktanim are not makabel any tume from Azov. Not to mismage, not to mishes. Din taima. Im kain, kli cheres hamukif tzomit posel. Kli cheres hamukif tzomit posel. That means a kli cheres that is a pesach. But that pesach is stuffed. There's a stopper on it. Tzomit posel. That there's a stopper that's mechuba to it. Now, this kli cheres, you can't be metamba b'magid. Because you can't get into it. Even though it's a big kli cheres. It's a large opening. But it's mukif tzomit posel. So this kli cheres lechire is not mekabo to mismage. So will this kli cheres be mekabo to mishesed? So we're going to have later in Rashi that Rashi holds it's not mekabo to mishesed also. Rashi taka says like that. That a kli cheres that is mukif tzomit posel is taken. Since it's not mekabel tumas magen, because you can't get into the toich of the klicheres, because the pesach is stuffed, so it's taken not mekabel tumas eset also. We'll see later. Later, machlekes Rashi and Taisvus. Well, koponim, Taisvus says as follows: In kain, if this cheshbon is emes, that the whole halacha of tumas hesed only applies if you can be metame b'magen. In kain, klicheres amukev tzomit posel. So it can't become tamei b'magid, lo yitamei b'hesed. It shouldn't become tamei b'hesed. U'bepeire kamei d'nida omar she'enei nitzel b'me'eis lesha b'nida. The Gemara says if a nida was an emeis less, that she saw a riyah where chayish the riyah was before, so she was masit a keili she'yesh by tzomit posel, that is tamei. Not even a real nida, a rabbon dike nida. Ubepeir kan izokin nami poch veleiches shema tasitem ishtei nide. That ishtei nide is metame behesed. A kli cheres yesh by tzomit posel. So lechere, if there is a cheshbin. That the tumas hesed only applies at a keli by a keli that can be metamba b'mage. No, so lechayre tzomit posel cannot be metamba b'mage. Va'imer Rabbeinu Tam, the tzomit posel choshev bo lechlal mage. Tzomit posel is called bo lechlal mage. Why? Lefisha oimed li poseyach, because tzomit posel is a stop attack, but the keli is not used when it's awesome the whole time. Forget it. The keli has a base kibble, and you open up the tzomit posel.
So since it's oimed liposeach, so it is considered now yesh leitumas mage. This rega, you can't touch the inside, but since it's oimed to be open, so it's considered that now it has to mismage. We had mentioned before that the etzem of a nevela is not metame betumis masa, because that some mispachal don't have tumis nevela. So we said, but the marrow in the bone should be metame. So the Gemara says adrasha, but you can't touch the marrow, and it's only nevela is only metame b'masa, it can be metame b'mage. But since you can't touch the marrow in the bone, so it's not metame b'mage, so it's not metame b'masa. Sklal the Gemara shaila, what will be the din if chishev l'noikva? What will be the din if he intended to make a hole? He wants to make a hole in the bone. And if he'll make a hole in the bone, so then it is possible to touch the marrow, so then the marrow is metama b'maga, then it's metama b'masa also. But as yet, he didn't make the hole yet. So the Gemara clears a shayla, and there's a tzav in the Gemara that mechusa nekev ke mechusa maise dami. That what he thought to make a hole, of a lamaise, the vial is no hole. And if the vial is no hole, so it's mechusa maga. So now you can't be metama b'tumis maga. It's male not metama b'tumis masa. So you see from the Gemara, even though he wants to make a hole, but Kozman there's no hole, it is considered that it is not Metame B'mage. So he says, that's Taisvis Kashus. Let us say the same thing over here. What am I saying? That it's Omid Posel. Since it's Omid to be opened up, so it's called Yeshnai B'tumis Mage. And when it'll open, that's Mechusa Maise. Now it's closed. So now it doesn't have Tumas Mage. So if it doesn't have Tumas Mage, it shouldn't have Tumas Hesed. That is Tais Viskash. Now let us see innovating. It is not metame b'masa. Even though he had intentions to make a hole, ain't meya b'masa. That's called mechusa maise. So Tais Vis says that's different. The hosom stome ainai medes l'nikave. Lenikivit. Their pshat is the bone is not oimit to make a hole in. El ayyidei machshav. No, he wants to make a hole. So the Gemara says what he wants. But all the vile kain loch is nishdo. It's not oimit there should be a loch. So this is considered it's not metame b'mage. And when they'll make a loch, then we'll start talking business. Then it'll be metame b'mage, metame b'mase. But that what he's thinking to make a loch, that's mechusa mais. Avol mukif tzomit posel stomoy oimid li posech. There, it's oimid mitzad atzmoy to open up. If it's oimid mitzad atzmoy to open up, so that's considered kilo, now it's posua. So it's considered like now it's metamet to mismage. Now, theoretically, he can stick in his finger and be metamet to klicheres. So it's metamet bemage, it's metamet behes. Matet shetomi bizov, ein eidin, sheyetame bemek. So here we learned out that a mapitz, even though it is not mekabel tuma bechlal according to Taisvis, it's made out of gemi, aber if it's metame tumis medris, it's metame tumis meis. So Taisvis mikal v'chayme dahoche kaimolom b'chol duchte v'chol ametame medris metame tome meis. Even though it does not have the qualifications of Tumis Meis, it doesn't have a base kibble, it doesn't. Of Al Kaponim, if it's Metame Medris, it's Metame Tome Meis. Vim Toima, Factor Toisvis, Kli Cheres, Hamukiv Tzomit Posel Yechia. Shetome Bezo, the Metame Beheset Kedefrishis Lael. Vitoya Bemeis, Factor Toisvis, I just said before, that a kli cheres hamukiv tzomit posel is mekabel tumis hesed. Because it's called yeshne b'tumis makas. It's mekabel tumis hesed. The tumis hesed is a type of a medris. It's also the zov, the afal pikein, it's not metame tumis meis. So you see this whole yesod chola metame medres metame meis, you see, klicheres amukim tzomet posel, that is metame tumis hesed, is that metame tumis meis? The posel says that tzomet posel is that metame tumis meis. So the Rabbeinu Tam says a very lomdishish tiktayra, for ima Rabbeinu Tam. The loishayach lemeimer yoichiyach mitzomet posel. You can't make a yechiach and summit posel that's mekabel tumis hesed and not mekabel tumis meis. The ma shehu behesed azov, that what azov is metame behesed, haynu mishun, da have ki ilu noga azov betoichai. The Torah called tumis hesed anegiye. So pashta the kro is that what he's moving, the Kli Cheres, so he's affecting the whole Kli Cheres. Kilu Noga Bikulei, the whole Kli Cheres is being moved by his actions. So the movement of the Kli Cheres is Kilu Noga Hazov B'Soichai, Kilu Noga Bikulei. That's the Lomdus of Hesed. That means not that a Kli Cheres is only Mekabel Tuma Mitoichai. When we learn out from the Pasuk that the Hesed Hazov is the moving of the inside. He moves the inside also. The moving of the inside is Ikeilu Noga Hazov B'Soichai. That is the longest of Tumas Hesed. He says he moved the inside, Skilu, he touched the inside. Kidam Rinon, Eze Mage Shehuki Kuloi, Havo Oime Zeh Seitoi. So Mamela, it's Mekabel Tumas Hesed, that means it's Mekabel Tumas from the inside. No, you metame the inside to moving it from the outside. Abu Al Kaponim, the Lomdus is that you got in even though you were out. But the Lomdus is that you got in, that's the Lomdus of Hesed. Ube Meisim Oye Kizayis Mimenu Besoicha Yoye Tome. So Mamela Fakel, the Yisod is a Yisodemis. If it's mekabel tumis medris, it's mekabel tumis meis. But it can only be mekabel tumis meis the way it's mekabel tumis medris. It's mekabel tumis medris, tumis hesed from the inside. So if you stick a meis in the inside, it'll also be mekabel tumis. So memeilis, so there's no yoichiyach. There is no yoichiyach from a tzomit posel. That even though that yesh lo tumis medris ve'ein loy Tumas Meis, because a Tumas Posel, the Oifen that has Tumas Medris, which is Tumas Hesed, that has Tumas Meis also. It has from the inside Tumas Hesed, and from the inside has Tumas Meis. So the Gemara asked, V'holes Leitare B'mikveh. The Gemara asked that a Kli Cheres, a Mapetz, does not have Tare B'mikveh. Taimeh. So the Gemara says, Yesh B'mina, Tare. Taim, the besoif keitzet haregel, kamer Allah de mapitz tohoche, the Gemara in Bobekame, when we learn out this kal vachomer, that mapitz that is tummy from a zavavadus is tummy from a meis, the kamaisi lo, and the Gemara says that a mapitz has bein le tumas erev, that means it's tummy till the night, and you table yourself in Yitoyer, after Erev Shemesh, Bein L'tumah Zayin. He says, whatever a Pachin Ktanim have, so this also is, Ma Shach L'haskit Tumas Erev Zayin, Kiven De'ein Lo'i Tare Lo'ilom, a Mapet doesn't have a Tare Lo'ilom, so how can you learn out, what's that Tumas Erev and Tumas Zayin? It's always Tomei, because you can never go to the Mikveh. This kalvachayim helps us also for pshutei kliyets, hamiyuchadim lemedres the tmeim bemeis. That's tamei meis. Maisi hol tumizayin. So this you can learn out from tumizayin. Inami b'raisa ayri b'chol ma'apotim. Lav davke pshutei kliyets. We're speaking about a mapet that was made out of kliyets. Dein be mapet zeit, dein be mapet shiva begemi. Mapet zeit kam a hosam de maisi le tu me shiva de is beitare be mikve. that a mapet shaleit, which is shita's taisvus, has tahara be mikveh, so memele has sai to meserif and sai to mazayin. So this was the first mahalach to fa'emfa the kasha from that we had said. We had said that a kli cheres is not mekabel to mesmedris because it's a din mishkavoi, makish mishkavloi. So that was the first mahalach to understand why kli cheres is not mekabel to mesmedris. Because makiv mishkavloim, Rabbi Loi had a problem if that's true, so a mapet also should be mekabel to mesmedris. Said yesh b'minoi. Rava Omar. Rava comes and says now a new mekoyer, a new limud, how we can know that that a kli cheres is not mekabel to mesmedris. A new limud. Rava Omar medres kli cheres toher mehoch. I have a different limud. Tachsiv, it says in the Pasuk, V'chol kli pasuach asher ein tzomid pasul olav. The Pasuk says, if you have a keli, a kli cheres, which is in an oil ameis, and there's no tzomid pasul olav, there's no stopper on it, so memele it becomes tzomid, because the tume goes into the keli cheres, it's makabel tume. Ho yesh tzomid pasul olav, but what if it has a tzomid pasul? Toil. Then it is toil. So the Gemara asks, "Mi lo yaskinu?" The pasuk says, "V'chol kli pasuach asher ein tzomid pasul, yesh tzomid pasul." The pasuk was very specific. Any kli that has a tzomid pasul is toil. V'oyel ameis. Mi lo yaskinu diyachdinu leishtoi nide. The pasuk says, "V'chol." So we're speaking about a keli, that a kli cheres, that he has a tzomet posel, and he was miyached this keli leishtai nide, that she should use it leyeshiva. Now, if that is true, that the posik is also speaking about such a kli cheres, and if she sat on it, and she's mekab, and it would be mekabel tumas medres, so then we have a klal that a dova tome is not choitzitz b'fnei atume. So how is this kli sheyesh alo tzomit posel? How is this kli choitzitz b'fnei atume? We say kol kli, all kalim that have a tzomit posel, and all kalim mean to include even though this kli cheres is meyuchid lemedres ishtay nide, it is also matzel on the dvorim shebesoichai. Ay, this is tome. It was mekabel to mesmedris. So zetman fundo, as a kli cheres is not mekabel to mesmedris. It is toher. Mi lo yaskinu diachdin alishtei nida. Become a rachmone toher. So we see, this is the mekoyer of Rove, that a kli cheres is not mekabel to mesmedris. Zot Rashi. Bechol kli posuach. Kli cheres koma. Shatume nichneses loy derech pischoy. That's not speaking about a kli cheres, because other kelim it's mekabel tumah from the outside. A kli cheres is mekabel tumah mi pischoy. Mi loy askina, mi loy mashme b'mikra. Tafilo yichdu la oisei keli leishtai nida leishem olav kol yamel. Tafilo is miyached this for his ishe, that she should sit on it the whole time. It's miyuchad li yeshiva. Omakro de matzul amasha besoiche boyol ameitz. V'i tomei medres. If I will assume that a kli cheres is tomei medres, heichi matzul, how could it be matzul? For kol dovo tume, everything that's tomei, ein eichoitzitz b'fnei atume. And the Torah says, kol kli sheyesh somit posav olav aistois is choitzitz. Elishma minot de ein medres b'kli cheres. Aistachois that is no medres b'klicheres. Hilkach klicheres amukev tzomet posel. Toya. Michlal tume. It doesn't have any tume. Ubeheset nami loy metami loy. Kedefrishis lel. It is not mekabel tumes heset. Because I said before that tumes heset only applies by a keli that you can be metame b'magit. And since this keli has a tzomit posel, that you cannot be so you cannot be metame b'magid, so who adin? You can't be metame b'hesed. V'chosh leibo l'chlal magid, leibo l'chlal masel. V'fikach masel al mashe b'seichai. Let us see Taisvitz. Zog Taisvitz. Mi lo yaskina di yachdina li ishtay nida. Perish bekuntres. V'metame medres heichi masel. But like called over Tome, ain't a chaitis of Nea Tume. Alish mami, no, the lame metame medus, it's not metame medus. Hilkakli, cheres, amukim, summit postal, toy, me called Tume. Ubehesit nami, lame metame. The called over, shle ball, a chlal magi, you cannot be metame, Tumis magi, any ball, a chlal mas. The ain't a nere, the ain't nere, Taisis says. The vadai metame behesit. Kli cheres mukiv tzomit posel, ki de mucher benida begitin, ki de perash tilel. Taisis had brought a gemara before, that a kli she yesh by tzomit posel is metame beheset. And Taisis had alum this, because it's oimidli poseya. So memele, so it is called metame bemaget. So, but Taisis has a gemara. So male, therefore, Taisis dings ach with Rashi. A gavulche, the Magine Shloime wants to for emfa Rashi, so the Magine Shloime says as follows. Rashi, when Rashi said pshat in the posik, milo yaskinon, so Rashi said, the yachdinu, he was miyachedit, the filo yichtay leishtoy keili, yichtay leoisei keili leishtoy nida, leishen olof kol yomel. He was miyachedit, she said, sit on it a whole life. Now why did Rashi say that, why did he say it, so he gave it to her, that was the Chasna present, he gave her Kli Cheres, she said, sit in it her whole life. Why did Rashi say this? Because by Tumas Medras, it has to be Miyuchad Li Yeshiva. So Memele, if she'll just sit in it, Stamazoy, it's gone. So he's Miyachad it, that she should sit in it the whole time. Then it's Mekabal Tumas Medras. Zot the Megine Shloime. He says, the Rabbeinu Tam said Ashtik Teire. Why is that Tumas Apostle called Isa the Tumas Mage? Because it's Oymet to be opened up. It's a Memele, so it's cold, it's open now, so it's Mekabel Tumas Magid. Zuktav, if we're speaking about a Kli Cheres, that's Meyuchad Li Yeshiva Kol Yomel, it's not only to be opened up. We can use the inside and say, Amoid V'nasa Melachteinu. So this is not only to be opened up. So if it's not only to be opened up, so it's not Mekabel Tumas Magid. If it's not Mekabel Tumas Magid, it's not Mekabel Tumas Hesed. This is Pshat and Rashi.